But I have a house and kids. I can't travel. What about health insurance? What if something happens? Isn't travel dangerous? What if I get kidnapped or mugged? But I'm a woman. Traveling alone would be dangerous. Most excuses not to travel are exactly that, excuses. I've been there, so this isn't a holier-than-thou sermon. I know too well that it's easier to live with ourselves if we can cite an external reason for inaction. I've since met paraplegics and the deaf, senior citizens and single mothers, homeowners and the poor, all of whom have sought and found excellent, life-changing reasons for extended travel instead of dwelling on the million small reasons against it. Most of the concerns above are addressed in the Q&A, but one in particular requires a bit of preemptive nerve calming. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? The prime fear of all parents prior to their first international trip is somehow losing a child in the shuffle. The good news is that if you are comfortable taking your kids to New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., or London, you will have even less to worry about in the starting cities I recommend in the Q&A. There are fewer guns and violent crimes in all of them compared to most large U.S. cities. The likelihood of problems is decreased further when travel is less airport and hotel hopping among strangers and more relocation to a second home, a mini-retirement. But still, what if? Jen Errico, a single mother who took her two children on a 5-month world tour, had a more acute fear than most, one that often woke her at 2 a.m. in a cold sweat. What if something happens to me? She wanted to prime her kids for worst-case scenario, but didn't want to scare them to death, so, like all good mothers, she made it a game. Who can best memorize the itineraries, hotel, addresses, and mom's phone number? She had emergency contacts in each country whose numbers were loaded into the speed dial of her cell phone, which had global roaming. In the end, nothing happened. Now she's planning to move to a ski chalet in Europe and send her kids to school in multilingual France. Success begets success. She was most afraid in Singapore, and in retrospect, it was where she had the least reason to be worried. She took her kids to South Africa, among other places. She was scared because it was the first stop and she was unaccustomed to traveling with her kids. It was perception, not reality. Robin Malinsky Rummel, who spent a year traveling through South America with her husband and 7-year-old son, was warned by friends and family not to visit Argentina after their devaluation riots in 2001. She did her homework, decided that the fear was unfounded, and proceeded to have the time of her life in Patagonia. When she told locals that she was originally from New York, their eyes widened and jaws dropped. "I saw those buildings blow up on TV. I would never go to such a dangerous place." Don't assume that places abroad are more dangerous than your hometown. Most aren't.